Welcome back to the Feminine Power Podcast. And today I want to share something really, really special, something that is so simple, something that is so transformative, that I truly believe this one thing has been the main contribution to my own success, to my own fulfillment, and to the success of most people out there who are happy and content and are creating impactful things for the world. And today my aim is to share it with you, to share why it works so well, why it can change your life, why anyone can do it, why it's so important for anyone who wants to manifest, to connect to their body, to be a better lover, to be a better partner, to be a better business person, to live a life that is full of connection and meaning. You are listening to the Feminine Power Podcast, your portal into embodiment, feminine awakening, and the true power of your life force, sexual energy. I'm your host, Maria Grinina, founder of Feel, a global platform for feminine embodiment, and a coach for women ready to live with magnetism, love, and full aliveness. If you're ready to rise, you're in the right place. Follow the show and let's begin. In this episode, you're going to learn about a daily practice, what it is, how to create it, what kind of daily practices are out there, what works, and how to make sure that you can commit to it, and how it actually changes everything. Perhaps you already have a daily practice, and in this case, I am so proud of you. You can stay and listen to this episode to learn about various daily practices that are out there. Maybe you want to up your practice. Maybe you want to change it. Maybe you want to stay fluid and flexible with it and just learn what is out there and what works. This episode builds upon the previous episode where I've shared tantric principles that are truly life-changing and that help us live fulfilling lives and always find meaning and connection. Feel free to go back to that episode and listen to that one first if you would like to receive a bit more background of what is it that we are talking about here, or just stay here if you're keen to learn about a daily practice and start your daily practice with the tools that I'm going to share here. Perhaps if you're listening to this podcast, you're already interested in embodiment, in sexual energy, in feminine energy, in inner balance and fulfillment, how to walk through life with safety within, with feeling comfortable in your skin, with being magnetic, with being sexy, with all of these things. Again, it is a daily practice that makes a difference. Quite often in this modern world, we like quick fixes. We like straightforward, effective solutions. And even in the self-development journey, we may choose to go to and search for one experience that is going to give us exactly what we want. For example, in situations when people can't afford certain things like big retreats or big workshops or very expensive trainings and courses, whether it be because they can't afford it financially or because they can't afford it time-wise, we can be like, oh, well, I'm not there yet to allow myself this next level in my self-development. And we create a story that, okay, one day when I will be ready, when I will have enough money, when I will have enough time, I'm going to do that one thing. I'm going to buy that expensive coaching package, or I'm going to go to that expensive retreat or get that one training. And that is when I'm going to start changing my life deeper. And for now, I'm just going to get that, work hard to get that. And this way, we are really sabotaging our own growth. We are telling ourselves that it has to be difficult, it has to be hard. There is one fix that we need to get to and we need to work hard for. And this is not the reality. This is just our own brains and our conditioning sabotaging our direction. This is not true at all. Retreats, expensive coaching packages, trainings, workshops are incredible tools and they can help to get us somewhere a little faster. It can provide us a toolkit and a container and necessary support to learn and to embody next levels of our own development, but they are not a quick fix, and neither do they work without a daily practice. Yeah? So even if you decide to invest into an effective self-development tool or an experience, it's still not going to work without a daily practice. A daily practice is still something that can be in place. On the opposite, if you decide that, okay, now it's not my time for a big investment, whether be it in money or time, in this area of my life, but I can commit to a daily practice. I can already show myself that I'm committed to this path. I can already start changing. Then everything is going to change. Then everything that you need is going to start coming into your life naturally because you've made that commitment. And a daily practice does not require a lot of time or money. It is something you can start now. You can commit to now. And you don't need anything for it. You can maybe add some support to start this kind of practice. I will share what you can do for it. It can be as simple as committing to writing 3 gratitudes every day. Yeah, so I'm just sharing before I go deeper how simple this can be. Regardless of whether you're currently investing deeply into your self-development work, or if you're just curious but really want to make a change, want to live a more connected, fulfilling, meaningful life, want to manifest the next big change, one thing you can't avoid doing in this way with these intentions is a daily practice. The way you show up for yourself each day is the most important thing. Not what you know, what you are learning, not what you're reading, not how many tools you've collected, how many trainings you've done, how much you're paying for your coach, how much you are paying for workshops or how many workshops you're attending. None of that really matters unless you put things into practice, unless you have a daily practice, unless you have something that grounds you and shows to your body every day that you're on this path. It is how often you come home to yourself, to your energy, to your body, to your breath, and to your intention, what truly matters, what creates a foundation for everything in your life. Not enough people out there connect to themselves every day. And maybe this is a problem with our current society. We are chasing and pushing and thinking that there is this one thing that we need to do to fix everything, and then there is the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and we don't do what really matters, which is to stop, reflect, connect, and therefore alchemize what needs to be alchemized. In this episode, I'll walk you through different types of daily practices, from embodiment to breathwork, gratitude journaling, to general journaling, to simple meditations, so many things that you can do. And I'm also going to share practical tools that are, I find, super helpful to ensure that you can actually commit to a daily practice. It doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, if you create a very difficult, hard to execute daily practice, and there is only one type of a daily practice that you do, it can be difficult for you to truly commit and to truly do it. So in this episode, I'll share tools that are going to help you have more flexibility so that you can truly fit it in into your life, even if you have a really busy life. So if you've been feeling a little disconnected, or maybe a little bit overwhelmed, or you're now really going after a big change in your life and you're keen to put your energy towards that, then this episode is your invitation to come back to the small things that truly matter, the sacred daily moments that truly to change everything. So let's dive in. What is a daily practice? It is not something complicated. It is as simple as doing something meaningful, mindful, intentional every day. In my experience, it is best to do it first thing in the morning. I'll share with you why. But you will always find your own perfect timing. The perfect timing is the timing to which you can commit, which you won't skip. And for me, it is a morning. And there are also other reasons why morning is the perfect time, and we'll get into it. A daily practice doesn't have to look a particular way. It can be made of various components, and you can craft it for yourself. And it is your sacred space. It is basically a moment in your day, even just 5 minutes, where you return to yourself, where you check in with your energy. Don't necessarily have to even alter it. You check in with your energy. and you connect to your intention, or you set an intention. A daily practice helps you to cultivate awareness, to stay intentional, to stay connected, and to remember who you are and where you are going. Where a lot of people fail is that they commit to a daily practice that is like a 40-minute meditation every day. And then life goes on and things happen and they don't manage to commit to it or do this every day. And then things fade and they stop doing any kind of daily practice. This is not sustainable. So let's look at a daily practice as an intentional space of reconnection with yourself. It does not mean a 40-minute meditation. It just means an intentional space of daily reconnection with yourself. And the timing of it can be different and it can vary. So what are the components of a daily practice? Let's now break it down into components from which you can then craft your own unique daily practice or a number of your own unique daily practices that you can choose to do on a certain day. Basically, create your own toolkit, your own box of your daily practices that you can commit to and pick and choose from. And the first component is timing. In terms of timing, a daily practice can be from 5 minutes a day up to an hour, 2 hours. It really depends on where you are currently in life and what you are looking for to commit to. In this episode, I really want to speak about something that is really flexible and achievable for people, because that's the most important thing when we begin this journey or when we recommit to this journey and when we want to see a lasting change that is coming from consistency and real commitment. So I want to share about shorter practices and flexible toolkits of daily practices that you can have. My recommendation would be to have a variety of practices that are between 5 minutes and 30 minutes that you can do every day. Yeah, so on the days when you are really busy, maybe you have a morning flight, maybe you generally have a really busy life, especially in the mornings, maybe you're a mother with a lot of children that you need to bring to school, or maybe you have early morning shifts, or maybe whatever is going on, like you don't have to have a reason. Maybe you have a busy life and 5 minutes every morning is what you can really spend these days. So no shame around it. It works in the perfect way. If you have a 5 minute daily practice, it's absolutely perfect as long as you do it every day. So my recommendation would be to have a toolkit, a few practices from 5 to 30 minutes long. And on really busy days, you do a 5 minute practice. And on the days when you have a bit more time, a bit more space, you want to go a little deeper, you do 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Yeah. And when you have a variety, say you have 3 practices, 1 5-minute, 1 15-minute, and 1 30-minute, then you can pick and choose depending on what's going on in your life on a certain day and still do your practice even if you are really, really busy. This 5-minute practice is essential to have if you want to stick to your commitment. Next is, when do we do the practice? My recommendation to all of my amazing clients and to everyone out there who is just starting out the practice, for example, is to do a practice in the morning. I personally always do my practice in the morning. For many, many, many years, I do my morning practice, be it a meditation, be it a dance, be it self-massage, be it anything that I commit to, be it journaling, because the way we start our days, yeah, the way we wake up, the way we spend the first minutes of our days really shapes our energy for the day. And a lot of people these days wake up and first thing they do, they look at their phone. And this sets ourselves into a reactive state. We look at our phone, checking messages, notifications, emails, and our entire energy becomes about reacting to what happened, reacting to what our phone says, instead of shaping our reality, instead of setting an intention and creating our days from our intention, from elevated energy, from higher frequency, we start our day with a reaction to what happened to us, to notifications, to messages. And this is not really a perfect day to start your day if you are on a path of self-development and if you want to create something intentionally in your life. The biggest recommendation here would be to commit to not turn on your phone for at least the first 30 minutes of your day, so that you don't react, you don't check, you don't expose yourself to technology, you don't use your sacred time in the morning where it's a perfect opportunity to shape your days and then shape your weeks and then shape your entire life in this kind of state, in the reactive state. And instead of what you do, you commit to not turn on your phone, not look at your phone for the first 30 minutes of your day. In fact, another recommendation here would be not to sleep with your phone, not to be exposed to its frequency during the night, and rather turn it off and leave it to charge in another room in your house. And you decide not to turn on your phone and wake up, allowing yourself to be present as you wake up, to check in with your body and to do your daily practice then. And then your daily practice is going to continue shaping your life in a positive way. I really love work of Joy Dispenza. And if you want to learn more about the state of your brain, the state of your brain waves, and how to work with your brain and how to work with your morning brain specifically to really set intentions and even manifest, you can Google his work and find his research-backed findings around a daily meditation, around daily practice, and around daily practice specifically in the morning. So Dr. Joy Dispenza talks about how when we wake up, our brain is naturally in a theta brainwave state, which is the same state we are in during deep meditation or hypnosis. So when we wake up, we enter this state, and it is a perfect time for our subconscious mind to receive suggestions and to believe a positive manifestation that you are bringing about, or to a negative manifestation. That's why it's really important in the morning to start as an intentional practice, because your morning is the most powerful time to plant intentions, to plant suggestions into your brain, to visualize and to shift your energy before the outside world starts interacting with you and giving you other kind of suggestions. That's why it's so important not to look at your phone at that time and allow this state to rather serve you to manifest a positive change in your life. So if you do your practice first thing in the morning, even for 5 minutes, you're literally setting the tone for your entire day, and your days shape your entire life. You are saying to yourself and the universe, this is it. This is who I am becoming. Whatever you're saying to yourself in those first minutes. Of course, you can wake up and go to the bathroom and brush your teeth and have a glass of water. But as long as you don't look at your phone, you don't let yourself to start interacting into your doing self, you continue just being, you continue staying in this in-between space, in the in-between, kind of just out of sleep, really grounded, really connected. And then you go and you sit down and you do your practice. This is going to make a huge difference in your life. And when this becomes a habit, your entire life starts to shift and you live with intention and you really start seeing how your intention shapes your reality. So I suggest that you do your daily practice in the morning. And if you want more science-backed information about it, you want to really, really study these concepts around manifestation and brain waves and theta waves and practice is so important and why meditation works, I suggest you look into the work of Dr. Joy Dispenza. He's incredible, and maybe you already are practicing with his findings. Now, what kind of practices can be in your toolkit? Let's start with 5-minute options. So your 5-minute option can be you can wake up and think about 3 things you're grateful for. You can close your eyes and in your mind visualize those 3 things you're grateful for and expand the sensations and feelings of gratitude through your body for 5 minutes. You can do a gratitude meditation. Another option is to journal for 5 minutes and write 3 things down that you're grateful for. Another option is to do 5 minutes of breath work. You can learn a few exercises from pranayama and a few breathing patterns that you like and do 5 minutes of breath to connect to your body. Another option, if you feel energized, if you feel like you want to really get into your body in the morning, you can dance for 5 minutes. Put on a song and dance. You can also meditate on your heart and breathe into your heart. Deep, long breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth for 5 minutes with an intention to awaken your heart and awaken love. You can also do that with your lower belly, with your womb space, with your sexual energy center, and activate this first center, your root chakra, your space of grounding, of safety, and activate the second chakra, your sacral, and activate the sexual energy, creative energy in your body through intention, just breathing into that space and mindfully connecting to it. You can find your other options, whatever you can do for 5 minutes to connect to yourself and feel grounded in your body. And of course, you can pronounce out loud your intention for the day. How do you want to feel today? How do you want to show up in your life today? You can write it down or pronounce it out loud. And on the busiest days, say you have an early morning flight, wake up, sit down, put on an age that frequency music or have no music and just be for 5 minutes. Breathe and be and meditate. Just be. Maybe don't even have an intention to meditate. Just be. Sit down for 5 minutes and breathe as you wake up. And feel free to find your own version of a 5-minute practice. These are just suggestions. As long as it helps you to ground and set an intention for the day, it works. Next, what about 10, 15, 20 minutes practices? You can, again, choose to do the practices that we've just discussed, those that were for 5 minutes, just do them for 10, 15, 20 minutes. Or you can now play with tools that would require a little bit more time, such as, for example, self-massage. You could prepare a natural oil like coconut oil or any other natural oil that is good for your skin. Make sure to research it and make sure that it's natural and good for your skin and you don't have any allergies. And you can spend 10 to 20 minutes massaging your body. You wake up and you take some oil, you put it onto your skin without a goal to like, I'll just massage and moisturize my skin. There's no goal. You're just connecting to your body and slowly tuning in into sensations, into your feelings, and adding sensuality and pleasure to the process, and therefore honoring your body, giving love to your body, and starting your day with this feeling of self-love and honoring of your vessel of life. This is what you can do. It's a beautiful practice. And especially on the days when you need to feel magnetic, when you want to be in your feminine, when you want to feel sexy, this is a very powerful practice. So adding this to your toolkit can be really helpful. Just mindfully, with intention, with love, massaging yourself. Another practice you can do is non-linear movement. So a completely intuitive movement. You can close your eyes and maybe prepare a nice playlist for yourself. So put on some music and for at least 10 minutes, up to 20 minutes, you can also do it up to 40 minutes and you can move intuitively, maybe on a yoga mat or on a carpet for 10 to 15 to 20 minutes and allow yourself to shake, to yawn, to breathe, to exhale loudly. This practice can help you to really connect to your body, energize yourself, release any tension and stress from the previous night, from the previous days, and to reset your energy and be fresh. And then in the end of this practice, you can set an intention. You can come to stillness and set an intention for your day. Here, when you have 10 to 20 minutes, you can also do a deeper breath work session. So you can try something like Wim Hof method. I've benefited from it when in moments when I needed to energize myself for the day. But of course, look into any issues around your own physicality that can come with anything like holotropic breathwork. Make sure to consult your doctor if necessary. But this is just another option. You can connect a practice like Wim Hof breathing when you can and want to really energize yourself. And this is also where you can add deeper meditations. Sometimes you can find, for example, Dr. Joy Dispenza meditation on YouTube. Or you can use our own guided practices inside the Feel membership, which are more about you connecting to your body and connecting to your feminine energy, your magnetism, and your sexual energy. And have guided practices that help you to set specific intentions. This is basically why we created Feel membership, so that you can have a library of 5 to 30 minute practices. Sweet spot is 10 to 20 minutes, where you can be guided through this process and have diversity and variety of guided practices like this. This is where you can also find affirmations that you just want to listen to and just stay seated and listen to meditations and affirmations that you want to embody. There are lots of free resources out there on the internet. And again, something you can find inside Feel membership that we guide for you. This is also a enough time, 10 to 20 minutes window, where you can practice deeper journaling. You can start with writing 3 gratitudes, what you're grateful for. Then you can write 3 things that you are excited about today. And this helps you to amplify this excitement energy and as a result, help you to magnetize more of these amazing things that you're excited about. And then you can write your intention for the day and what kind of feelings you want to feel today, what kind of feelings you want to invite into your body. So that can be your practice as well. As you can see, there are quite a few things that you can choose from. And you can just commit to the fact that you have a daily practice. And then you choose every day, whether it be 5-minute practice or 10 to 15 minute practice, and what kind of practice you want to have today, once you have this toolkit. And then the third type, which is a longer practice, around 30 minutes. But any practice that I describe here, that is 30 minutes, can take you deeper if it's longer, if it's 40 minutes, if it's 1 hour, if there are days when you want to have some sort of deeper ritual and you feel like you need a deeper ritual, this is what you can choose to do. You can have a self-pleasure practice. And self-pleasure really requires at least 30 minutes, especially if you're a woman. This is not something we want to rush. And for the days that you need a deeper level of self-connection, of self-healing, of self-love, this is what you can choose to do. You can create a space for yourself as you wake up. You can maybe light a candle. You can take some nice oil and gently massage your entire body with oil. Connect to yourself, massage your breasts, your face, your lower belly, all of your body, your inner thighs and your genitals, and always an intention to give yourself love, to give yourself pleasure. And you can then give yourself yoni massage. You can go inside of yourself, of your beautiful yoni, with a wand, with an egg, with anything like that. As long as you stay present, intentional, and connected to your breath and to your body. And you do this as a self-love ritual without a force or a chase of orgasm, then this can be a beautiful morning practice, a really powerful morning practice that sets you for the day so that you can have magnetic energy and have a lot of self-love within you. This is not to practice if you've never done this before, even if you have a lot of unintegrated trauma. Maybe you would like some support with it and deeper study of this kind of intentional self-pleasure. But if you feel strong and if it's something that attracts you and you don't have fear around it, then this is something to definitely integrate and try, and it can be a really beautiful practice. And I would say 40 minutes is much better. 30 minutes is okay, but you really want to do this a little bit longer. And on the days when you're like, okay, I feel great, I want to be magnetic, I only have 30 minutes, then you can still really do that, and it's really beautiful.
Daily practice is what truly transforms inspiration into embodiment. It is how this path moves from something you know to something you truly live. This is why we created Feel, a platform where you can access daily embodiment sessions, tantric meditations, and feminine energy and sexual energy activations to nourish your journey day by day. Join the Feel membership to start your practice and sign up for our newsletter to stay close to our offerings, our courses, events, and so much more. You'll find all the links in the episode description.
Yeah. Another 30-minute practice could be dance and movement, and the mix of dance, movement, and meditation and intention setting. So on the days when you feel like you need deeper connection and a reset, you can wake up and you can first journal your gratitudes and your intention for the day. And then with these intentions and gratitude, you can move your body and dance and think these intentions and gratitudes, and then expand the feelings in your body that you feel when you think of these gratitudes, when you bring them to your mind, to your body mind, and move this gratitude and move these intentions through your body with dance, with non-linear movement, with breath. And just creating for yourself, say, like a 30-minute playlist that you put on when you start journaling. And then you know once it finishes and you hear the last song, you know that you want to now slow down. So you don't watch the time, but rather use the playlist as your source of timing. And then you finish in stillness, and then you set and reconnect to your intention again. And you start the day on this really high note. Super powerful. So now let's review. You know that your daily practice is a space for you to set an intention, to stay connected, and to continue this path. And it can be from 5 minutes to 30 minutes and sometimes longer when you can, but you don't have to make such a commitment. It is important to fully accept and appreciate the fact that 5 minutes is enough. When you're busy, 5 minutes is enough. And in fact, if you always do 5 minutes, it is also really beautiful and transformational and will change your life for the better. So accepting that and knowing you can play, you can pick and choose, and then creating your own toolkit, trying what works for you, be it a meditation, be it dance, be it non-linear movement, be it a guided meditation from YouTube, be it a guided practice from Feel membership portal, be it something that you create yourself. Maybe you have a playlist for your practices. Maybe you like to work with silence. Having a self-pleasure practice in your tool if you feel strong. And yeah, crafting and choosing what works for you. And one thing that is constant in this entire way, in this entire journey, is a commitment to at least 5 minutes a day. And then doing this in the morning is really powerful. And if you can commit to doing this in the morning, you will see how then your life is really different. Your days are really different because you set an intention each day. And then if you ever miss your practice, you'll also notice the effects of missing your practice. Yeah, it is powerful when you start observing the changes and start really seeing the benefits. So I hope this helps you to craft your daily practice and to make this life-changing commitment. Remembering that it is a small things, it's small things, it's details that really shape how we live, that really shape our energies. Thank you for listening to this episode. My name is Maria Grinina. I'm the host of the Feminine Power Podcast and the founder of Feel. And if you want to explore our membership or any of our offerings, upcoming events, or one-on-one coaching with me, you can check this information in this episode description. I've been recording this podcast while sitting under the tree in Hyde Park in London, so I hope you don't mind my noises around and people and children laughing. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating. Go to this podcast and leave a rating on whatever platform you are listening to this episode.